It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
And we're here on Insight without Jack Stogler. And I believe that Jack is off on one of his semi-retirement vacations. I think I saw him sitting about four rows in back of Joe Biden at Queen Elizabeth's funeral. So Jack is out today. So we are here in the studio with the folks from the St. Anthony Dinner Theater. And I'll let you girls go ahead and introduce yourselves.
I'm Janie Timmerman, president of the Dinner Theater.
I'm Carol Mullenkamp, secretary of St. Anthony Dinner Theater.
I'm Lucy Rose, treasurer of the St. Anthony Dinner Theater.
All righty. And we're going to talk a little bit tonight about the St. Anthony Dinner Theater. And do you want to just give a real quick one of you thing about what has changed with the Dinner Theater, a real quick thing, and then we'll get into all the details in a little bit.
Well, life changes, and we've done the Dinner Theater for 23 years, and the time came for us to make changes. We are no longer going to have the performances, the music, the meals anymore, but we still will be helping families. That is definitely not going to change. And the way this year has went, every day I see signs that this year would not have been possible, so it was the perfect time to say it was time to stop. So,
yeah, so there were just things that would have made it either difficult or nearly impossible to get
exactly.
It done without a huge amount.
Exactly.
And I know you have, with people moving and passing away, you've lost some major
very major
people.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that somebody couldn't have stepped up, but how do you know that until somebody's been there working with them?
Yes. It just couldn't have been the same.
So, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and get into the details of all of this. We'll be back in just a minute or two, and we'll talk about what's going on now with the St. Anthony Dinner.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
The Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be holding their annual All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast on Sunday, October 25th at the Legion from 8:30 to noon. Tickets are available for any high school or junior high band or choir member, and you can get them at the door. The tickets are only $7 each, and kids 5 and under are free, and carryouts will be available. You'll get scrambled eggs, sausage, pancakes, fruit, pastries, and a drink. So stop out for breakfast on Sunday morning, October 25th, for the Music Boosters annual All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast from 8:30 to noon at the Legion.
So I'm going to be getting out there to the Music Boosters breakfast this Sunday. I think that's 8:30 to noon. That's always a good thing out at the Legion. So Music Boosters, I believe that you have to buy tickets at the door now. I believe the pre-sale tickets had to be turned in. But anyway, you can go out there and get what you need. So we're talking with the ladies from St. Anthony Dinner Theater. And so, you know, we kind of alluded before the break to the fact that things have changed and are in the process of changing. So whoever wants to answer, just tell me what's new, what's going on.
Let me start with a little bit of history, because
it is
absolutely an evolutionary project from day one in 1999, when Janie said, hey, youth ministry, we need a fundraiser, let's do a play, let's do a dinner theater. And I think I was vice president, you were president, and I said, Janie, you're out of your mind, this is never going to work. So, you know, you don't say that to Janie, because she had to prove that it would. So as the years went on, it became more than just a one-night thing with visqueen curtains on the stage and borrowed china and tables.
Yep.
Eventually, it went to 3 weekends. I don't know, about the third year, we started saying, well, you know, the money is coming in, let's do something more than just youth ministry. And that's when we started having sponsor families. So 23 years later, we have given over $1,214,000 to needy families.
That is a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Yes. In how many years? 30?
No, 23.
So that's 50. That's more than $50,000, $60,000 average a year.
And like the first year, we thought we was really, don't mean to interrupt, but we gave away $1,500. We thought, oh my gosh.
And that is, that's a good amount of money.
Right. And it's just been phenomenal. And people have reached deep into their pockets and have been very generous in supporting us. So at this point now, you know, it's just another change. Last year, people were saying this is the best play ever, and maybe that's when it's time to look at it and say, you know, if we can't outdo this, maybe we need to change directions. And as Janie said, there were a lot of signs saying it's just time. So we are still obviously accepting any kind of donations. We do have a newsletter that we put out. Is it three times?
Well, three or four times a year.
That'll
be going out the next week or so.
Probably depending on what's out there that needs to be put out there.
Exactly. Yeah. The season and what's going on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And former sponsor families are very good about writing how it impacted their life. We have other news items in there and where anybody can send a donation.
Okay. So how would someone get the newsletter, and is it ever on like a social media or anything where everybody can access it?
But the last newsletter we sent over 600 newsletters out to all the area businesses and most of the volunteers. But if anyone wants to be on the mailer list, the only thing they have to do is contact me and they'll be on the mailing list.
Okay.
So
how would they, what's the best way to contact you, by mail?
I would say just text me or call at 419-852-8741, and we'll make sure you'll be on the list.
8741.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So most people know 419-852.
Exactly.
But 8741, that is Janie, and she can get you on the
mailer list.
On the mailing list.
Right.
And then you can kind of see what's going on and who they've helped, how many they've helped, and things like that. Do you have any idea how many different families, individuals, causes you have touched? Oh. It has to be.
In my head, I'm just kind of guessing. I mean, this could be way, just a good guess. I would say 250 to 300 families we have helped over the years.
Yeah, that's, and even if you're only helping them a little, just other people knowing that they have a need might help, but you're actually able to give them financial help. What any other things that you've done besides financial?
Definitely, we do. Every family has its own need. Every family is different and unique, depending on what their needs are. We have paid, I think, for 4 to 5 different funerals. We have paid utility bills. We have paid electric bills. When a family, one afternoon, a gentleman stopped in at our house around 4 o'clock crying, and I answered the door, and he said their electric is going to be shut off, and that was in February, so they would have no heat.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just breaks your heart. So we were able to pay the electric bill to keep their heat on. We have either remodeled or built, I think, 6 handicapped restrooms for people that are in need of that.
Well, someone who had been mobile all their lives, and now they have some sort of
struggled for years, you know.
Oh yeah,
using the normal bathroom, you know, for bathing or whatever, where they just, you know, either the child gets too big, you know, they can't handle it anymore. So yeah, we were able to do that. We have bought a car or 2 cars for people so they can get to work. Just have some transportation. So it's all different ways of how people need help.
Yep.
So, and whatever they need, that's what we are striving for. Remodeled a home. Mm-hmm. Actually, where everyone knows, Clint and Nikki, we built their home from
the
basement
Kramers,
up.
Yep.
Yeah, the whole entire home. And that was such an experience that will stay with me in a lifetime.
Yes.
So all the people that came forward, most of them from Fort Covey, that the volunteer, the donations was just extraordinary.
Yeah, but with money, time, things that they had that they could.
I mean, people would call and say, "We'll donate the front door. We'll donate this," and it was just amazing.
And I know several places and individuals from time to time would take food out to the people that are working.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody
that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
People just
isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
We organized like a food tree, and I sometimes I think Nikki was going stop.
Yeah.
Because people just want, and you know, of course, there's cooking, so they're cooking for more than they need to.
Yes.
And,
three refrigerators full was probably plenty for her for a while.
But they brought, there was just someone there every day working, different construction companies, and neighbors or friends of Clint and Nikki would bring food out for the volunteers. Mm-hmm. So I mean, that in itself was amazing.
And I just know that so many people got involved in some way. It might be a mother that she can't leave her kids and go help do things, and she might not be a carpenter, she might not be able to paint when it's time to paint, but she can bring food or drinks or something to the people that are doing that. And I know just dozens of people were involved in
they were.
But somebody had to spearhead it and say, "We're going to get this done," and that's where someone like the St. Anthony Dinner Theater people, that's such a big thing, just to say, "We're going to go do this. Somehow we'll get it done." And if somebody doesn't step forward to kind of spearhead it, that probably would not have gotten done, at least not the way it was, and without just probably overwhelming expense to the family.
Exactly, and that's what's nerve-wracking more today than it was when we were doing it, because now you think back, it's like, what if everyone wouldn't have donated? Where would the dinner theater be and put on their shoulders? So.
I'm sure you people had the faith that it was going to get done, and you know, put it out there, get a little bit of word of mouth, and you start hearing a lot of positive.
Yes.
Yeah, then all of a sudden, we're thinking we can do this, and yes, it got done,
and it turned out beautifully.
Yes,
beautiful home.
I've been there a couple of times, and it's just nice.
It is,
and
it
to be able to help people like that, and you know, that's a whole family. But you know, as you said, you've helped individuals with just making a bathroom more handicapped accessible, or widening a doorway to get to a bedroom or something here and there. Just things that most people that are handicapped are either on fixed income or no income much at all, or disability, and so they don't have unlimited funds. They can't go borrow a bunch of money because they don't have a job to go pay it back.
Exactly.
And if you can, it may not be a huge expense, but when you don't have the means to pay it back, it is a huge expense, even $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 instead of, you know, hundreds of thousands like the house. So, yeah, it's unbelievable that somebody just has the faith to step out.
And I think
out and
we
go
have to
that.
Give credit to the area businesses, too, because without them, I mean, they just came forward.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And no matter what we want to do, if you go to an area business, they're more than willing to step up to the plate, if you will, and help.
Yes.
So,
And it's just, it is such a blessing to live in an area that does that. You know, when we do our Christmas show,
that's amazing.
It's just people just,
yes,
you know, because they know it's going to go somewhere that's going to do some good for people. And to give them an avenue to do that is a huge deal.
Exactly.
We didn't understand that till we got started, and people just, you know, it just grown into such a crazy thing. And it's basically kind of the same thing that you guys did. You started with $1,500 and now you're $1.2 million. That's in 25 years. That is unreal.
Yes, it is.
That is really unreal.
Yes.
So other things that you've done, have we kind of covered most of that?
Well, I think, go ahead.
Well, I'd like to go back to what you mentioned. If somebody needs $5,000, $7,000, the people are always aware at the dinner theater about their donations going to a sponsor family who are featured, you know, in our program. They're featured up on the big board. Yeah. Mm-hmm. However, throughout the year, we are giving out those kinds of amounts to people just that they need that amount for a jump start.
Yes.
And so I don't think the general public is aware of how often that we are just supporting somebody with, you know, a couple of $1,000 to help pay a bill and those types of things. It's not always just the quote-unquote sponsor families at the dinner theater. So when the dinner theater is no longer having the performances, it doesn't mean that there still isn't a huge need out there and that we are fulfilling sometimes week by week, if not month by month.
Mm-hmm. So how are you currently and how are you planning to raise funds? Just with donations, word of mouth? What do you have some sort of... like a fund drive or anything like that?
We really don't per se a fund drive, but with the newsletters going out to all the area businesses, they still are really coming forward generously, and that's keeping us going. And then I apply for grants throughout the entire year. I just applied for 3 of them last week, and that's a good plus for us. And we get individual donations throughout the entire year. So
we have some very generous individuals that just... Mm-hmm. A check shows up. Well, Lucy is our treasurer, so she can account for that.
Yes.
How many checks do you get from individuals in a month?
I put one in last week, and I've got one in my purse now that you gave me tonight, so I don't know.
Yeah, probably like everything else.
Right.
Some months you might get one, the next month you might
you
get a whole pile of them.
Yes.
What we've found with our Christmas show is that we have people who, when they get their income tax refund, will send some money. They'll pledge 10% of their refund or X number of dollars out of their refund. They know they're going to get some. They never, most of the time, at Christmas time, you don't know how much you're going to get back. But if they're going to get a refund, if they were thinking $2,000 to get $3,000, they might give it all to a charity, whether it's us or the St. Anthony Dinner Theater. But that's something people should think about. When you get a chunk of money, think of good places to put it that are doing good, planting seeds, and the more you give, the more you get. I don't know if people understand that to a point, but it works.
Well, you mentioned Christmas. At Christmas time, I would say I would receive 3 or 4 phone calls from area businesses that want to help a family, and they'll want to know what needy family is out there, you know, through the dinner theater that they can help. So that in itself, then they'll send the money to the dinner theater, then we'll give it to a family that's in need.
And you are a registered 501c3.
Definitely
so
are.
So anything that people donate is...
Absolutely.
...is
legally
deductible.
That's
so.
Right.
So that's another thing you need to remember. That's a good place to put your money because then you can give all of it instead of 75%.
You know, some people, I don't mean to interrupt, some people even have family members that, sorry about that.
Hey, it might be somebody calling needing
someone. Someone's wanting to donate money. Yeah.
Well, that'd be good,
the
too.
The phones are ringing.
You know, some people have
family.
We
have a telethon going, I guess.
Yeah. Family members that, you know, they want to help, but they don't want them to know where it's coming from.
Correct.
So, you know, they'll just kind of put it through the dinner theater to give to these people. Then, you know, so that happens quite often, too.
That's a very good thing that people should remember, whether it's your own family or a specific family, a neighbor or something that you kind of suspect needs some help.
Yes.
That's a great way to do that. I hadn't thought of something like that, but that's a very good way to make things work.
Actually, a number of years ago, there was a community that wanted to help a family, and they didn't. They said no, they didn't need it, but the community wanted to do it, so they ran it through the dinner theater. So they had no choice but to take it when we gave it to them. So.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and a lot of people, and that's not a bad thing to be, to not really looking for people to help you. You think you can get your way through it. But what I've seen several times is when somebody accepts that help and they get their feet under them, that within a few months, a few years, they're able to go out and help people. They finally got themselves stabilized so they can go do good, and they understand how much that does. It's not necessarily a bad thing to accept some help, whether it's physical help, monetary help. If there's a need and you can get your feet under you where you can go spread that, and get that, sometimes all you need is that one little thing to help you get settled, get straightened out, get a car where you can go to work.
Yes.
Then you can earn some money and show that you're a good employee, get raises, get promotions, and all of a sudden you're one of those people that can go out and help instead of needing help. And most of the time, those are the people that are absolutely most appreciative, but also the ones that will help all the time.
I just want to make a point that this is not our money. This comes from all the people in our community. When I do get a phone call to help a family, we do our research. And just because a family was donated doesn't necessarily mean that we will help them, because they got to help themselves. And if there's a question, I've already called the parish priest or the pastor of their church and get their opinion. So I just want people to understand that we just don't help anyone that wants money.
Yeah.
It's got to be legitimate that they're really helping themselves. Yeah. And
since
needs.
It's not unlimited funds, you can't just somebody come along and ask for, say, I could use $10,000 to buy a car.
Yeah.
If they need a car, maybe $10,000 is a little too much.
But
a lot of people are going to say, well, it's all free money. I'm just going to ask for something, and I know they'll give it to me. And that's not necessarily the case. And people that donate need to know that it is not just somebody asks, we just hand it out.
Right.
It's not going to just random
anybody,
people.
Anyone. Yeah.
It's been vetted, I guess, is the right word.
That's a good word. And they're screened and then looking for references. And yes, it isn't just because it isn't our money. So we want to make sure all those generous donors, that their money is going to where it needs to be.
Yeah, and I think people understand that the St. Anthony Dinner Theater is a very good steward of the money they receive, so people are not hesitant to get it to the people that are using it the right way.
I mean, they trust us to give it to where it should go, and to the right people. So
yeah. So in years past, you've always had like a feature family that you're donating to, or has it been several of them like that you're talking about at the dinner theater itself?
During the performances in November, I think over the last several years, we've been doing three families during the dinner theater. Mm-hmm. So, and then we have a donation box at the dinner theater, and when people leave, they put in donations, and that's really been phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the families get a good, nice amount of money to really help them get over the hump, if you will, to get them on the right track.
And you do keep some back for when things, because everything doesn't happen right around the time you have your dinner theater.
No.
Things happen all year.
People get sick
long.
In January and April.
And have problems, and you know.
We try to stay prudent in holding back and making and budgeting, essentially, for the whole year, because we know every couple of weeks another need is going to come up.
Yep. That's such a great way to do it. Let's take another break. We'll come back and talk some more about what's going on with the St. Anthony Dinner Theater and maybe get into some more details. We'll be back in just a minute or two.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow evening, the Lady Indians will host Marion Local and will simulcast WPGW, and it will also be available on the NFHS video. Friday, it'll be football as we travel to New Bremen. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the game with the pregame show starting at 6:40. Saturday, it's more volleyball as we travel up to Lima Shawnee, and that will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. The JV match starts at 10 a.m., so the varsity match will start around 11 a.m. Get out to as many of these games as you can to help cheer on our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back here on Insight without Jack Stogler, and we're talking to the folks from the St. Anthony Dinner Theater. We kind of went through some of the things that you do with your money. You do have a special event coming up?
We definitely do. October the 8th, beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning, that's a Saturday, we'll have an auction, and we'll be selling all of the material things, all the supplies that the dinner theater had for 23 years, and there's a lot of it. Anything you need for Christmas, we will have it.
Pretty good.
Yes.
And I'm sure that some of the people that have been involved will want some sort of a memento of what they've done. So
There's a lot of lumber, obviously. There's there's so much.
Yeah.
There's mixer boards, there's all the sound system, there's mics, there's 50-some spotlights that we use during the performances. So there's something for everyone.
Table decorations,
Yep, and probably various props from the shows and things like that. Backdrops?
Not so much backdrops. We have murals. I think 8 murals that were painted. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful.
So how big are those and what are they on?
Gosh, I think they're like, like 12 feet long, maybe.
Yeah, 12 by 6.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm overestimating that.
So maybe 6 feet high, maybe?
Yeah,
so it's something that if somebody wanted something like that, they could put it in their basement.
Because
if it was 10 or 12 feet high, it's not going to fit anybody's house. But that'd
and
be something.
And it's on canvas.
Yeah. So that's...
They're lightweight. Yeah.
Yeah. So somebody could get something like that, put it in their basement or living room. Most of the time, people are looking for things to put on their basement
Christmas
walls.
Every Christmas light you want. I mean, multicolor. rope lights and
and some vintage clothing.
Costumes, yes.
Yes,
So,
So, and where is that going to be?
It'll be held at the Parish Hall, and lunch will be provided by the Dinner Theater volunteers, and 100% of that, those proceeds will go to our families, 100% of it.
And what are we going to have for lunch? This, the way you girls are looking, this is more than just slapping a couple of peanut butter sandwiches together.
There'll be chicken sandwiches, sloppy joes, hot dogs, homemade cookies.
I don't like homemade cookies. I like to buy them at the store.
I know. But from my hear, someone's making fudge to put on the cookies. So, yeah. So,
So
of course,
it's gonna
coffee,
be,
pop, water.
Yep. All of that.
The
that's,
usual.
That's really, really good. So, that's starting at 10 a.m. at the Parish Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And, what you've talked about several of the things there. Is there anything like extremely unique that anything in particular that you think is going to be something that everybody's going to go chasing after, or is everybody going to kind of want their own?
We have 26 round folded tables. We have close to 300 folded chairs, padded chairs that people are really have looked at that want. So. Yeah. I think that's going to be a good item.
Now, will those be sold by the dozen, or would you need to buy all of them, or do you know how that's going to go?
I think Adrian put them in 25 chairs, a stack.
25 lots, yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Lots of 25.
Yes.
And, and you mentioned Adrian, so tell us who the auctioneer is.
Our auctioneer is Adrian Gruby. He's awesome. So
he's not too bad, is he?
Yeah, not yet.
He is a good person.
Yes, he is.
And a really good auctioneer.
Yes, he is. He's awesome. Yes.
He's the one you want to have doing things like that. So,
we also, I think there were 8 round tables that are solid, not folded. We have those also.
It's going to be to a variety of audiences because we're going to have the people interested in the things that Lucy mentioned, the decorations and those kind of things. Then we're going to have the guys who want all the wood. Then there are the, you know, the tech people who want all the sound system and lighting system, you know, those kind of things. So
and
it's
the
going
people
to be
are
a going mixed to
want
bag.
Chairs and, and things. You know, there might be some
dishes.
Oh, my gosh.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
We have dishes also, plates and cups.
Oh, yeah.
Silverware.
Yeah, and silverware. Yeah.
Restaurants of all kind of, you know, anybody that's churches that are looking to to replace some sets. So about how many plates and a couple of hundred?
200, 200.
I was thinking that was about
And then there was actually a set of china that we used for the terrace, for those special people on the terrace. There's a set of china. So,
ooh, some of them might want to, if they had those special seating, they might want to remember that and get that for mom for Christmas or Mother's Day or something. Birthday.
Oh, yeah, we got probably way over 100 linen tablecloths, round tablecloths.
Napkins.
Wow.
Yeah, probably, I would say 300 to 400 napkins. Yeah. Linen.
Yeah, so if you're looking at doing catering and you haven't got everything or you need to start replacing, I'd say that's a really good place to start.
Yes, absolutely.
And like you said, the sound, the lighting, all of those kind of things that's going to take more than an hour.
It's going to take more than an hour. Yeah.
Stay for lunch.
Yeah.
He's going to be done by 2, though.
He was hoping to be done by 2.
Thinks he can be done. Well, Adrian's good at figuring out how.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
We also, what we called the HUD, which where the choir sang in. Uh-huh. Outside of the hall, so we're going to be selling that. I guess that's probably about a 8x10 building. So that's new. That was only been used, I think, 2 years. So, and that's on runners, so it's movable.
Yeah. So that's everything.
Yes, everything.
So if you're looking for a bargain or a memento or items you can definitely use. It's right there. You can look it over. And do they have like a preview day, or is it just going to be earlier that day?
Adrian's got it online. It's already online on his website, so you can go on his website and look at it.
So he probably has pictures and all that.
Yes,
of everything.
Yes, he does.
So that's a real good way to kind of preview it. So, mm-hmm. yep. And Adrian is one of those people that if something isn't working, he will tell you. You don't get to find that out after you've bought it.
Right.
So he doesn't try to run anything past anybody. Which is why everybody loves to have him. He's honest. They want to go to his the buyers want to go to his auctions, and the sellers want him to be the one because he does. They people know they're going to get what they bargained for.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Whether it's 10% or 90% of what the cost should be, it's almost always
he knows what everything's worth. And
yeah. Yep.
And he and his staff apparently are very hard workers. I haven't been up there, but Lucy said they just move and shakers.
Wonderful.
Yep. That's really good. When we talked about people that you've helped and people that know of somebody that might need help, let's do your phone number again. 419-852-8741.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that is Janie Turman. And so if you know of somebody that is needing help or if you need some help, you can let them know and you can be assured that the people that are donating that each one of those requests gets checked out for if they validly need that and they do some for lack of a better term, vetting of who's getting the money. So it's always going to go to someone in need and not denying somebody that needs it because somebody else was kind of fibbing about their situation or exaggerating. We'll just call it that instead of fibbing.
So
let's take another break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more here with Dinner Theater folks, and then we'll get things going. Be back in just a minute.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Summer grilling season is here and Wayne Street Market has everything you need. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go and their prices are the lowest around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound. T-bones, New York strips, and bone-in ribeyes are $7.99 a pound. Their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties, and Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Get everything for your summer grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. And Wayne Street Market is hiring, full-time or part-time in all departments. This Sunday will be the final speaker in this year's speaker series presented by our museum and the Historical Society. Author Mary Stockwell will be the featured speaker, and she'll talk about her book, Interrupted Odyssey, Ulysses S. Grant and the American Indians. This will be the final speaker in this year's series, so make plans now to get to the Nazarene Family Center this Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. for this free event. Author Mary Stockwell's presentation of her book, Interrupted Odyssey, Ulysses S. Grant and the American Indians.
We're back here on Insight with the ladies from the St. Anthony Dinner Theater, and of course there's, I'm sure, men on the committee too, but these young ladies are the ones that showed up here, Carol Mullenkamp Jeannie Timmerman and Lucy Rose. I know it was an easy name, and I couldn't come up with it. Should have been a long one like Mullenkamp. we've talked about how it's changed a little bit, and at the end in 15 minutes or so, we're going to kind of go over all of that again. We've talked about how the money is raised, what goes with where the money goes, how it's decided. Janie, we were talking about some things in the break that you wanted to also bring up.
I do. We just talk about the families that we assist, which is, it's just amazing when you do take the money to them. They don't expect that. What amazes them that people actually care what they're going through. It's, the money is absolutely wonderful. They need it, desperately need it. But they also see the fact that people stop and care for them and mm-hmm. them, at that particular time, that people just aren't going on with their lives and not thinking about them.
And a lot of the people that are helping them out don't even know them.
They need help.
They need to help somebody do something, and that's mm-hmm. a great avenue for doing it. If you give people an avenue to give, they're gonna give.
But also, what I see over the years, in the last several years, we wrote our own play, and every year we decide a theme that we want to use, we want to address that year. And I have got several letters, maybe in a month later, maybe 8-10 months later, what that play did for them. And that is so heartwarming to see.
Just the people watching the play.
Right, right. Yep. Like the one night, and this was only one small example, but everyone was gone, and I was walking to the kitchen to take something back and then go home, and there was a young gentleman standing in the hallway, and he was crying. And I went up to him, and I said, "May I help you?" And he goes, "I need to go back to church, don't I?" And I said, "Yes." And he left, and I never saw him again. So I have no idea who it was. But there's many stories mm-hmm. that help people change their entire life just by watching the play, for what that play was about that year. So,
yeah, that's...
And mm-hmm. that's just wonderful to know that help more than... It just helps more people than just the people that we sponsored. So,
And I can tell you from knowing several people that have been in those plays, they're moved by it, even though they've gone over the lines dozens upon dozens of times. The real meaning of it isn't lost.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just I've just heard so much about it, and of course, you guys have always had trouble selling all your tickets.
It was a pain.
Lucy, you can go on.
Going out and beating people over the head trying to get those last couple of tickets sold. No, it's the exact opposite of that.
There's, yes, yes. They were normally sold out by March or at the very latest, April.
And Lucy and Janie, the last several years, were the ticket sellers, so they had to have been on the phone all the time going, "Well, I sold table 10 on this night."
Yep.
So they did the juggling act, that's for sure.
I can remember when they first started, my husband, he would always deliver the tickets up. So
personally deliver.
Oh, really?
Deliver
personally deliver?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course, he loved to talk.
Well, that's there's nothing at all wrong with that.
No, that's
good, because that's just good public.
Yeah, he was our PR man.
Yeah, public relations. Yep. And that's just a really good thing. And so it's such a great thing that you were able to do that and affect the lives of the people putting on the performance, the people sitting and watching the performances, the people that just hear about it, and the people that you can actually physically go help with money, services, other things like that. It's just when you're doing things like that, you kind of wonder how you got in that position, how God decided you were the one that was going to end up doing this, and you started off thinking it was going to be this, making $1,500 a year and a pretty nice little thing to do, to suddenly helping a lot more people, but you're doing more work, but you're getting more satisfaction.
Well, it was meant to be, like Carol said earlier, We started it for the youth ministry because we never had any mm-hmm. money. And to help families it really came across accidentally. We were at a birthday party one evening, and this lady sat beside me who I really never really had a conversation with before, and she started talking about her family, how they were financially broke because of medical bills.
Yeah.
And I just said without thinking, I said, well, the dinner theater can help you. So I had to go to the board and tell them what I said. So that's how it kind of came about. Yeah, it was kind of...
Well, you think maybe that was an accident that you happened to be sitting
not.
By her?
No, it was not. It was meant to be. That's how it actually got started. So.
Yep. So you got kind of, you got told
yes.
how it was supposed
mm-hmm.
to
exactly.
go. You had no idea what you were going to say when she said that. And
no.
You just said, well,
no.
Yeah, we mm-hmm. have some money, so we can help you. Yeah. and then something $1.2 million mm-hmm. later, just hundreds of people have been.
Yes. Yes.
Have been helped financially, and dozens, if not hundreds or thousands, have been helped by enjoying the plays and getting right. something from mm-hmm. those plays. And the people that performed and helped with all the promotion and the selling and the backdrops and all the behind the scenes stuff, they got a lot of help out of it too.
Yeah.
Everybody. You know, when you're doing good things just kind of
right.
seem to multiply. Mm-hmm.
Right. And you have to acknowledge it wasn't all on stage. That was fun.
Yes.
But we also had people doing hair. We had...
Right. All the back behind the scenes
the
stuff.
Stage oh, hands. Man. And there were so yeah. many things.
People
and,
building the sets.
Oh, absolutely.
Somebody, when the curtain closes and you move all the scenery around and they open it back up, that there aren't... Santa's elves doing that.
that was our Shelley Sutter yeah. doing that.
yeah. And there were, we were talking during break about the joy of watching the little kids grow up
oh, yeah.
on stage, going off to college, coming back, certainly taking on a different role at that time. But that was really neat to see all those mm-hmm. kids that we, still recognize each other. And I'll have to put in one little blurb. About 2 years ago on stage, we just needed two silent people. And I used to be on stage a lot, and I said, I'm done. I can't remember any lines. So we just needed two silent people. So Lucy and I became the silent people on stage. And what is so neat about that is Lucy was in the very first play on that stage back in 1940. Don't do the math. 41. Okay. To help pay off that school. The school had just awesome. Been built. In 1940, and so they did a play in 1941, and there was this wee child up on stage, and then to come back decades later and be up there again, that was fun.
So that's one of the kids you were talking about.
That's one of the kids.
You like
yeah.
to have on
that
there.
That I remember
come back.
From 1941, yeah.
that did their little
yes.
things when they were kids, and now they're back. Life has a pretty good way of coming back around,
yes.
doesn't it? So did you, in your 1941 appearance, did you sing or talk,
no,
or what did you do?
It was I and my brother and sister, we lived only 4 miles from Fort Recovery here.
Uh-huh.
And anyways... our teacher asked my dad and mom if we could all three be in the play. So we were in the play, the very first play they ever had. And I forget, but your dad was in it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it was just all people from St. Anthony, but, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
So did you sing?
Huh? Everybody would have walked out. But,
not if you're a cute little kid. Everybody loves cute little kids singing.
See, I went a half a year to the one-room school. And then I was Santa Claus in that play.
Oh.
Yes. I remember that. And then we went to St. Anthony's School. But, yeah, it was great. Our parents helped with that so much, didn't they, Janie? Mm-hmm. We know.
Yeah.
And they worked hard every yeah. weekend.
Yep. That's awesome. That's
so just, it was fun bringing productions back to that stage.
Oh, yes.
It's
yes.
a great stage.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And for that school to be built in 1940, that stage is amazing.
Yeah.
Even to this day.
Yes.
The way they built it back then.
Yep. So it's just, it's just great that there's things like that that just kind of keep, right. It was gone for a while, came back, and maybe somebody will come back with a different entity of the St. Anthony Dinner Theater or the Pottawa
Productions.
Pottawa Lunch Club with a play or whatever you want, whatever you might want to call it. Maybe in a few decades it'll come back again, and maybe some of the little kids that were in the last play or two will be back and be the silent person on stage like Lucy and Carol were. So, as far as what you're actually planning to do overall, is it just to do the newsletter, try to continue getting funds so you can distribute to people in need and make sure people know that's going on?
We want to continue that, and that's why we put out the newsletter, to keep our name out there, to make people aware that we are still helping families. That is not going to change whatsoever.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking that, like, and you alluded to this with a donation bucket at the plays, probably most of the money, probably most of that $1.2 million that you've raised, 10% was maybe ticket sales? Actual ticket sales?
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
But you're right. It wasn't the huge, and that covered expenses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was for food.
Food. Yeah.
Which was becoming a huge expense.
And to put on a different play every year, you need different costumes, you need different backgrounds, you need a lot of props that are different. So
most of that $1.2 million wasn't ticket sales.
No.
From people that wanted to do things so they can keep on doing that.
That's right.
Keep it, the dinner theater was a nice thing to, okay, that's coming up, we have to do that. But now you don't have to, if it's June, you don't have to kind of save your money, stick it somewhere so you can put it in the bucket at the play. You can just go ahead and send it in, or do you have anybody that just sends in a certain amount every month or every year, or is it just kind of depend on?
Periodically, they just send it in, and even if they have any questions concerning, about our money, where it goes, please call me. I'd be glad. I love answering questions when it comes to the dinner theater. So
419-852.
That's right.
8741.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, if people got questions, or
and any of the people on the committee or people that are involved, they can answer it for you. And if they can't get you the exact answer, they can get you to the person that is, and you can be assured that it is all spent wisely, distributed wisely to people in need, and. It's just one of those things that you just are so happy that entities like this actually exist, because it just does so much good, and does highlight the generosity of the people in the area, and even if they don't individually want everybody knowing that they helped out, they can be proud that they were one of those people that helped other people in need. And that's a big thing for people, just the satisfaction of knowing that you helped somebody. And, farmers, I'm sure that's a thing that their income goes up and down and up and down like crazy year in and year out, or from year to year. And so they can't always say, we're going to always be able to donate 200 or 5,000 or whatever their number might be, but they always know when they get through figuring out all their bills and it comes to the end of the year and they have some left, and especially since if it's $1,000, they know all 1,000 will go to the good, because taxes aren't taken out of that. It's just a good thing. There's Bob Stogler. He's getting ready for here for sports talk in a minute or two.
I also would like to add, if people make a donation and they want a receipt, we'd be more than happy to send them a receipt so they can take it off of their taxes. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, and if they happen not to get a receipt, but they get audited later, I'm sure you have records.
We got records.
So
yes.
It's not hard to find that type of thing. So let's take another quick break. We'll come back and wrap up, and then we'll get to sports talk in just a minute. minute or two. Back in just a minute.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Did you realize the Fed is highly considering moving short-term interest rates up for operating money with 5 to 7/4% increases this year? No, it's not the end of the world, but planning is definitely imperative. And these costs will be passed down to you without a careful review and plan. Come visit me today for a review of your plan and your business. Have a chat with someone that puts you first. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at CSG Consulting in Fort Recovery. 419-852-4049.
Hello, this is Mary Diller, co-chairman of the One of a Kind Auction. The One of a Kind Auction is an annual event held in Fort Recovery that raises funds to support our local museum, Project Recovery, and the Historical Society. This year's event will be held on Sunday, October 23rd, with a theme of Christmas in October. It is a perfect opportunity to get an early start on Christmas shopping and support local historical organizations at the same time. Items at this year's auction include destination trips, musical events, fashionable purses and jewelry, toys, Christmas decorations, unique handmade items, an ultimate Christmas package that includes all you need for a Christmas party, including Santa, and so much more. So come to spend the evening with us on Sunday, October 23rd at 5 p.m. at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School. Tickets are $10 per person and are available at the BU Boutique or contact me through Facebook. We hope to see you there. Happy holidays.
We're back on Insight with the St. Anthony Dinner Theater folks, and we've talked about a whole bunch of different things. Let's wrap up. Anybody want to talk about anything in particular? We'll try to cover everything, but who want to talk about the auction that's coming up on October 8th.
And I think we need to focus on that right now because that's our big project. Mm-hmm. Yes, 10 o'clock, October 8th on a Saturday. Adrian Gruby.
Mm-hmm. And that's at?
At St. Anthony Parish Hall, the old school,
where we had the productions. If you happen to get lost, park in the church parking lot and follow the crowd.
Exactly. And as I said, we will have lunch provided, all that, and that is pure profit for the St. Anthony Dinner Theater mm-hmm. causes. So, yes, come and buy, come and eat, and we hope to see a lot of people there.
So what we talked about, some of the things, there's lumber, there's props, there's sound equipment, there's lighting equipment. There are
tables, chairs,
linen, silverware,
costumes.
Yep, all kinds of
decorations. Yep, tablecloths.
So kind of everything.
Everything. Yeah. Yep. Televisions.
Oh,
I think we have 3 televisions.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So.
So yeah, about everything.
A safe. We got a real nice safe.
Was that a prop or is that something was always at the school?
No, that was that we used that after every night with the proceeds.
Oh. You didn't take it to your house?
We did not.
Put it under the car seat or something?
No, we did not.
Huh. That's probably a good idea then. So, again, talk about the kind of progression of what has gone on now with the St. Anthony Dinner Theater group, that the dinner theater itself isn't being performed anymore, and kind of go through that.
It's going to change and still stay the same, if you will. no performances that we had in the month of November, but the families that still need assistance, we will be there for them. So that will not change.
And
I would like to take this time just for a second to thank everyone over the 23 years. Every year we had over 300 volunteers. And
300?
Over 300, around 350 every year.
Wow.
Yeah. And it wasn't all St. Anthony people. You know, they
couldn't be.
No, we don't have that many. No, I mean, they came from all.
There's 15 houses.
So, I mean, the people have just been unbelievably just giving so much, so giving, as generous in their talent and their time, and we just can't thank them enough.
Yep. So. And if people want to donate, if they have some people that they think might need some help, your phone number again, Janie?
419-852-8741. And if they would like to send a donation, we have a post office box in Coldwater. It's Post Office Box 7, Coldwater.
That's okay, and that's in Coldwater. So, and let's see, what was my other question here? Oh, the newsletter. If somebody wants to get in on the newsletter, they
call
can
me,
use that same phone
me.
Number, 8741.
Absolutely.
So everybody knows the 419-852.
Yes.
8741 is Janie's number, and you can get on the
mailing list.
Mm-hmm. And that's 2, 3, 4 times a year, depending on what needs to be mm-hmm. put out there.
Right.
And you can kind of keep up on what's going on with the St. Anthony Dinner Theater. So anything else anybody wants to throw in there?
I think it's pretty good of a wrap-up.
Thanks for
Lucy,
giving us.
You have anything you want to throw in?
No, I'm sad to see. I won't get to see the show anymore. Of course, I usually never saw the whole thing anyhow. But
she was back in the coffee shop.
Anyways. Janie did such a wonderful job, and I know how her and Jim did it all these years. They put so much time in it. It was unbelievable, but it was something so good, and they've helped so many people.
Yes.
And it's just the springboard from where it can go from here.
Right. Yes. Yeah, a lot of people will be sad to see the dinner theater go, but as you said, as you talked about earlier, there's just so many things that were pointing that direction. That it's hard to ignore, you know. You go from thinking, well, I don't know, are we going to be able to do this? To the next thing that happens, you go, man, that's going to be really hard. To the next thing, go, no. Mm-hmm.
It was perfect timing.
It was.
Perfect timing, yes.
And you've built it to where people know that it's a very valid charity that helps local people.
Exactly.
And that's where people around here like to give their money. They don't mind helping out big national and international causes, but they love to help friends, neighbors, people they've never met, but they know.
And it goes there. I mean, send it somewhere else. You know,
right. It's all.
You see the results.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Even if you don't physically get into their house and see, you know that you've made somebody's life better.
You know, what's amazing about people in our community, they always say, well, someone's got to. Worse than what we have.
Yes.
But it doesn't make their situation any better.
No, that's true. That's true. And we get that sometimes with people with our Christmas show that we've talked to, and we don't have it so bad. And you know, but as we talked about earlier, if we can just help somebody get their feet under them, then they're in a much better shape a month, a year, a decade from then to help other people, and they go, and almost every one of them
come back and help. Yes, they do.
Yep. So, well, we appreciate you girls coming in.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yep. So, Janie, Carol, Lucy, thanks for coming in, and we'll be back in just a minute or two with Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Thank you for staying tuned to Invite Week, Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard.